وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum. This is Hussein and you're listening to our program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. In this program, we talk about Islamic teachings and Quranic elements pertaining to humanity and one of the best ways to know about Islamic values of humanity and how Islam sees a perfect human being is to analyze and study the life story of the Prophet of Islam, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, whom the Holy Quran has introduced as the role model for whomever who wants to get close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also the great leaders of Islamic community from among the pure progeny of the Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as per the ahadith and quotations and narrations from the Prophet who has introduced these individuals as role models for Muslims. So a very good book in this regard is a book titled A 250-Year-Old Person. This book is a compilation of the lectures and sermons delivered by His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei about the life stories of the Prophet of Islam and the great leaders of Islamic community from among his pure progeny. And alhamdulillah, we could cover four chapters of this book. Now we are at the beginning of the fifth chapter, which is about Imam Hassan alayhi salam, and the life story of Imam Hassan, especially in the sociopolitical context, and how his actions and reactions could be a source of guidance and inspiration for us in the problems and puzzles that we have in our lives. Now, in order to understand this, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei says that we have to analyze the essence of Islam, okay? He says that we should talk about a little bit the essence of Islam, and then we realize the role of Imam Hassan and also the time, the conditions of his time, the circumstances of his time. Now, he says that Islam started as a movement, and this much is true. When we study the emergence of Islam, we realize that Islam emerged as a movement, social, political, ideological movement. Well, but then not all of them started all together. Like, for example, you see the start of ideological predates the start of the political movement. Or the spiritual movement is first, and then comes the ideological movement, when the Prophet of Islam starts negating the idols of Mushrikun. Like, this is فَاسْتَعْ بِمَا تُؤْمَرْ. This is another step. And then it becomes, eventually, it continues to become like a political movement, because the legitimacy of the ruler of those people, the political order at that time, had close connection to the worshipping of idols. And when the Prophet questions the legitimacy of the idols, he's actually questioning the legitimacy of the political order as well. So this is pretty much a movement against the status quo, against the existing state. And then it gains, it turns into a state with the migration. A movement turns into a state. At the same time, you have the aspect of the movement, you have the aspects of campaigns against the enemies. And then with the triumph of Mecca, you have a fully-fledged establishment of a state there. This state continues, Islamic states to higher or lesser degrees, continues until the time of Imam Hassan, alayhi salam. According to Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, this is the moment that, again, Islam goes back to become a movement. There is a kind of retreat here. The true Muhammadan Islam is now again back to the position of being a movement, unfortunately. And this is a unique way to understand the history of Islam. We're going to have a break and come back to continue this discussion.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin al-Mustafa.
Welcome back. This is Hussein and you're listening to a program for humanity from IRIB English Radio. We're talking about the unique picture that Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei tries to depict for us in order to show us the role of Imam Hassan alayhi salam. So he says that Islam started as a movement, then shifted to be a state. But this shift does not take place overnight. There is this gradual historical transformation. And when the state is established, there's always a kind of hidden opposition to this from the people who were the enemies of Islam from the beginning. Now, he narrates one story that actually depicts this opposition. This is at the time of the caliphate of Uthman, who was from Banu Umayyah, the fourth Sunni caliph. He was from Banu Umayyah Uthman, and this story says that it also has been quoted by the Sunni sources. It's not something that the Shia has narrated. So the story says that Uthman was sitting in a circle of the people of Banu, the elite of Banu Umayyah, and Abu Sufyan was also among them. And at that time, Abu Sufyan was blind because he was very old. He had lost his sight. He was blind at that time. So they were talking. And Abu Sufyan suddenly asked the people in the circle, who is in the circle? They said, okay, this and this and that. And when he was sure that he was certain that there was no outcomers in the circle, he's no one out of the elite of Banu Umayyah there, he said, تَلَقَّفُوهَا تَلَقُّفَ الْكُرَى. Now that the ball is in your court, now that you have the rulership, you have the dominance because of Uthman. Uthman is one of us. Now that you have it among yourself, take it and pass it to each other like the way the children, when they play with a ball, they pass the ball to each other and they do not let others to take the ball. It shows that something like soccer existed at that time. Children playing with something, they would pass the ball to their teammates only and they would not let others take over it. So Abu Sufyan says, تَلَقَّفُوهَا تَلَقُّفَ الْكُرَى. Like the way that you play with a ball and you do not let others have it, pass it to each other and do not let others to take it. So this is a historical quotation. It's not ideological. It's not something just Shia has narrated. It has been documented in history that this was the attitude and mentality of Banu Umayyah from the earliest of times. It's not something like, for example, we had only this story. Even if we didn't have this quotation, when we analyze the actions of Muawiyah, how he secured his rulership, how he secured the position of Yazid after him, how they turned Islamic Caliphate into dynasty, we realize that no, this was something that this story is not something without any evidence. You have historical evidence for it. So this is an indication that Islam nowadays has been taken over by some other faction in the Quraysh. And what they understand is that we are having this dominance regardless of what people, what ideology people have. When they had pagan ideology, we had the dominance over them, the Banu Umayyah. When they have this ideology, we also maintain our dominance and we don't let others have a share in it. So this actually puts the ideology of Islam back again to a movement. And here comes the role of Imam Hassan and Imam Hussein alayhi salam as the leaders of a movement, not as leaders of the state. It's very important. So you have in a period of history, Prophet of Islam is the leader of a movement and the leader of the state, and then Imam Ali, leader of a state. But then after Imam Ali, the things flip over and Imam Hassan becomes the leader of a movement and Imam Hussein becomes the leader of a movement and all the rest of Shia Imams, they are the leaders of a movement, Islam as a movement. We're going to discuss this inshallah in the next episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Jannah, Jannah, it's all I ever wish for. This life is not eternal, but the next will last forever. Jannah.